Hello. Oh, hey, Niamh. I was going to call you later on. Yeah, I know. Spooky. How are you? Yeah. Are you? Oh, really? Oh, Niamh, I'm telling you, it'll change your life. Honestly, everything just gets so much better. I really don't want for anything. Yeah, really. Take this morning, for example. Before he left for work, he was bringing my coffee in bed, just how I like it. He never gets it wrong now. And he handed me back some of the money he'd been saving out of the allowance I gave him. And he said, "Oh, hold on, Niamh. Hold on, I think that's him coming home." No. No, it's grand. Just hold on a minute. I'll only be a minute. Hey, you. Did you have a good day? Yeah. No, I'm just on the phone to Niamh. Yeah. No, you go get changed and open a bottle. Good boy. Hey, Niamh. Sorry about that. So, where was I? What? Oh, that. Yeah. Ah, well. He likes it and, well, a bit of praise when he does what he's told goes a long way. It's like training a dog. So yeah, anyway, the allowance money. The poor thing had obviously been saving bits up each week for God only knows how long, and he handed me a load of notes so I could spend it today and treat myself. I know, like I don't do that every day. Oh, the silly thing probably thought he might even get something special back. Well, I tell you, Niamh, it'll take a lot more than that before I even think about. Oh, hey, baby. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Red, good choice. What's with the face, darling? Niamh, hold on one moment, will you? You look pale, baby. What's wrong? Oh. Oh my God. You didn't? Really? She's my best friend. But we tell each other everything. Of course she knows about it. Oh, Jesus, Niamh. Did you get any of that? Yeah, he heard me talking. It seems he didn't think I told you about his poor locked up cock. Don't interrupt me when I'm on the phone, baby. Come on now, you know better than that. Go and make yourself useful somewhere else. Actually, no. You can stay here. I was shopping all day and my feet ache. So you can sit here and massage my feet and my legs while I finish talking to Niamh, okay? Good boy. Oh, yes, that's so good. Okay, so Niamh, so you see what I mean? Life changing. You should definitely get one. Niamh's thinking of locking her boyfriend up. So you'd be like two peas in a pod, won't you? Or two cocks in a cage. I'll tell you what, Niamh, why don't you come around? Yeah, we can talk it through a little bit more. And I can show you the various cages that we've tried, and you can see for yourself just how malleable a man can be. Oh my God, Niamh, you should see his face. His jaw almost hit the fucking floor. Yeah, sure. Yeah, call over. Yeah, see you in a while. Okay, slán. Oh, darling. Relax, will you? She's known for years now. Come on, think about it. All the time she's been around here. When we've all gone out for a meal, that holiday last year, she's known. And she's not been any different with you, has she? No. Well then, relax about it, okay? She'll be around soon. So we have a little time on our hands. So let me see how you're doing in there. Come on, trousers down. Good boy. Baby, you're bulging. Oh my God. That turned you on, didn't it? Oh, rubbish. It wasn't massaging my feet. It was hearing me telling Niamh about you, you dirty little boy. It so was. Okay, let's see. Let me see what happens when I say, I've told Niamh all about your poor locked cock, and she knows you only get to come when I say. Oh, you dirty boy, you fucking twitch then. Oh my God, you are so fucked this evening. So anyway, let's just check on these balls. I like to make sure that ring isn't too tight. We don't want them falling off, do we? Feels okay there. Oh, they feel so tight and full. Poor boy. I have to say, you've done so well, baby. 7 months now, isn't it? Well, nearly. Oh, baby. I love how you moan, but you should really try not to enjoy these daily checks too much. It can't be good for your frustration levels. I don't think I've seen you with so much of the head squeezed through the bars like that before. Does the fact another woman knows you're under lock and key really get you that hot? Seriously, darling, I really think if I took my thumb and forefinger like this and rubbed the head like this for long enough, you might even comb in the cage. But that's an experiment for another day. So don't be getting any ideas tonight. Now, when Niamh comes around, I want you to answer the door, okay? And then bring her through here so that we can sit and have a chat. And make sure that you offer some wine too, okay? What's that? Oh no. Look, baby, you have to face her sooner or later. So it's best just to get it over and done with, right? Oh, look, I know it's going to be a bit awkward, but the longer you leave, the worse it'll be. Besides, who knows best? That's right. I know best. Good boy. Now, when you've shown her through and you get us a drink, you're to kneel at my feet and beg to kiss my feet by saying, please, Mistress Bridie, let me kiss your feet in front of your friend. Oh, you poor thing. I'm joking. That's not us, is it? Oh my God, you panic then. But still that cock won't go down. I'm not sure if it's the 7 months or what. Kinky little bitch, aren't you? Oh, I think that's Niamh at the door. That was quick. Go on. You put your cage away and be a good boy and let our guest in. Hey, Niamh. How are you? You look great. Doesn't she look great, darling? Oh, come on, you can tell her she looks great. You know I'm not going to be jealous. It's not like you can fuck her, is it? So, Niamh, come on, sit down. Our drinks will be served. Baby, when you're done with the drinks, go and grab those other cages from your special drawer, will you? I want to show Niamh what we have so she can get an idea of the right one. Oh, Jesus, Niamh. You should have seen him when he realised you knew. Oh my God. He didn't even want to answer the door just now. I know. Yeah, it must be kind of rough on him though. But he'll be grand, don't worry. To be honest, right now, he'd probably walk on hot coals if he thought he'd get to empty his balls. Oh, here he is. Wine and cock cages. What a guy. Oh, don't go, baby. Come on, sit down and relax. God knows you look tense. Doesn't he look tense, Niamh? So, cages. Frankly, a fucking minefield. The trick is to start with one that isn't too heavy, isn't too small, and still fits comfortably under the clothes. We started with this one, which was just ridiculous. Wasn't it, baby? See, it looks grand, but the angle when it's on, it's just too pointed and it's just too much, you know, just really obvious, you know. I mean, it's grand around the house, but under a suit, oh, even I'm not that much of a bitch. It was comfortable though, wasn't it, baby? You liked being in this one at the start at home, didn't you? What's the matter, sweetheart? Have you lost the power of speech? Come on, you can do it. Repeat after me. Yes, bridey, that was comfortable. Good boy. Not so hard, was it? Now, this next one. Well, this is what we ended up using first of all for him to go out. It's plastic, so it's much lighter and just a little bit more compact, so you'd never know that he was wearing it underneath his clothes. So I'd say something like this to start with. What? Oh, yeah, I know, it's really hard to explain, but some seem to sit at different angles than others, and it's kind of hard to see when they aren't on, but yeah, they do. I think it's something to do with the position of the pin and the angle the base is at and the cage bit. I don't know. I know, tell me about it. They all look the same to me too. Actually, you know what might be easier? Baby, you don't mind modelling them, do you? Yeah, that will be so much better. That way Niamh can get a proper comparison and you get to take a little trip down memory lane. Some of these haven't seen the light of day in years. What? Don't be silly. Niamh, how many cocks have you seen in your life? Ah, come on. We both know that's not true. Dozens and dozens, I'd say. Babe, she's seen it all before. Okay, I tell you what, sweetheart. Do this for me and it'll make me very, very happy. And you know what can happen when I'm very happy. Yeah, see, Niamh? Completely fucking malleable. Right. Now, I don't want any cheating or silliness from you, so I think just to be sure, we'll cuff your hands behind your back. What is it they say about the devil and idle hands? So go on, you go grab them, baby. Oh, and get more wine while you're at it. And you better get yourself a large one, because you're going to need it. Okay, come here, big boy. Let's get this demonstration started. You excited, Niamh? Yeah, me too. So, hands cuffed. There we go. One human mannequin for our amusement. Okay. Now, Niamh, just look away for a moment, okay? I don't want to spoil the build-up to the current cage. I'll just get that one off and we'll come back to it later. Oh, baby, really? I've only slipped it off. You can't be waving that thing around in that state. That will never do. Ice or slap? You choose. Ice it is. Niamh, would you be a love? Go and grab a bag of peas out of the freezer there, would you? Honestly, baby, you can't be getting a hard on in front of the guests. Oh, thanks, Niamh. Okay, just hold these onto that thing and one, two, three, four, five, bingo. Right. So, the first one. Ring on, shaft in, and click. Right. So, Niamh, look. See, this was the first one and it looks fine, right? plenty of room in there, so it's not too intense too soon. A little room for, well, growth. But look, if I pull up the trousers, ridiculous. It just won't do. So I'd say fine around the house, but you can't have anyone going out in that. But if you pass me the plastic one there, I'll show you the difference. So I'll just unlock this one, slide that off, ring off there. I know it looks a little rough on those poor balls, but it's fine. It doesn't hurt me at all. Now this plastic one, the ring is split. So this bit goes underneath here and these pins go in here and then slip the shaft in there. It's a little bit more snug, but it's fine, isn't it, baby? Well, you managed to nod, so. And then lock there, see? And it makes a lovely noise when you drum your fingernails on it too. So I think this one is perfect for beginning. You've had this for how long? 6 months? Something like that. What do you think, Niamh? Pretty cute, huh? So then we went for this one. It's metal and a bit smaller. So if I swap these ones over, see, you can see there. Look, like it's a lot tighter, but it's way too tight for a beginner. But, you know, it's really good for a constant reminder. And it's supposed to limit erections a bit because it's so snug. But poor thing, he kept on trying to get hard. I remember one evening taking it off and his poor cock looked like a hand grenade. The bars had restricted him so much. And there we go again. Look, Niamh, struggling to get free. Sorry, baby. Must have been those naughty little fingertips of mine brushing those balls. 7 months have come bubbling away in there, Niamh. Must be hell. Anyway, next up, we found the cage to cure those unwanted nuisance hard-ons. Didn't we, baby? Oh, your face. Oh, you didn't want to see this one ever again, did you? Now, where is it? Baby? Where is it? Oh my God, you cheeky boy. You left it up there. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Niamh, in my room, chest of drawers, middle drawer, there'll be one more cage. Can you go and grab it for me? Thanks. She's going to see her butt plug now, baby. Bad move. Here we go. This one was so much fun. Whatever happens, you have to get one of these. Looks pretty roomy, right? But look, lots of little spikes in there make this one an absolutely brilliant training tool. Now, let's get this one on. Now, baby, I had fully intended to quickly demo this, but you have been a little bit naughty in hiding it, so I think it's only right that Niamh gets to see it in its full potential. So we click the lock shut like so, and now watch this. If I just stroke his balls a little here and here, down the sides, that's a super sensitive spot. Watch what happens as he grows. See? Getting a little harder. Ooh, getting precariously close to those spikes. And if we carry on. Oh, I know. Niamh, have the final honours. Just sit here and, well, you know what to do, I'm sure. I'll just stand and hold him nice and still. Poor baby. Is my poor hubby getting hard from another woman's hand? Oh, so good. But any second now, those spikes are going to bite. You know it. Shh. Don't say anything. Do you like her hand or mine best, baby? You won't try and be smart again in a hurry, will you now? Look at that, Niamh. Now, let go and watch. Done. Erection cured. You know, after a particularly petulant day, he wore that all night. And he was begging for it off after that. So sweet. And that takes us to where we are today. This super cute, super tight little one that pretty much makes him look like he has a little metal clit. Now, of course, the other thing you'll need to master is the edging. I mean, chastity is very, very powerful on its own, but mixed with a daily edging, well, let's just say the results are quite astonishing. And as he's already kind of helpless now, we may as well have some fun. What do you think, Niamh? Are you up for it? Oh, he will be, because he does what he's told, like a good boy. Okay, baby, sit yourself down. Normally, I'd have him tied up good and tight, but the cuffs will do. So we unlock. And as usual, yep, up like a flagpole, tut tut baby, so hard in front of my friend, such a naughty thing. So Niamh, you'll know your fella's cock well enough, but essentially the daily edge that I like to inflict starts with slow, lubed strokes like this. Baby, have you no shame, moaning so quick in front of Niamh like that? Come on, be a little bit more manly about it, will you? And then a little pace. Now, bear in mind, Niamh, this is a cock that has not had any release for almost 7 months, so it's not a long job. Just bring him off to the edge, nice and fast, and that's it, baby. Feeling good now? Couldn't give a fuck who's watching? No, yeah, thought not. Come on. See, he gets closer and closer, and then hand away. A few seconds rest and stroke, stroke, stroke. Stop. One. Two, three, stroke, 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 stop. It's fucking brutal, really, but after all this time, a few seconds rest and it's literally 4 or 5 strokes to get him ready to burst again. So I do this for like half an hour or so, lock him up, have him eat me, and then we go to bed. And for some reason, he showers me with attention and obedience. It's perfect. Here, why don't you have a go? Just be really careful. It's not like playing with any other cock you've touched. He really is on a hair trigger, so gently does it. Baby, shh, shh, it's okay, shush. You can enjoy it, it's fine. Just tell her you're going to get close, okay? You do not want to find out what happens if you come in her hand, okay? I'll just get us another bottle of wine. Niamh, be my guest and enjoy. Oh, wow. Niamh, what are you doing? He's shaking like a fucking leaf. Oh, you found that spot. Just under the head. Yeah, it keeps him on edge for hours if you play that one right. I actually made him cry once just doing that through a whole movie on the TV. One finger brought him to his knees. Oh, he's leaking so much. Oh, Niamh, you're a natural. Okay, a few minutes more and then we'll lock him back up. Ah, no, Niamh, come on. I don't want to break him. Okay, one suck, but that's it. Look me in the eyes, baby. Okay, Niamh, now. Oh, God, that has to be fucking with your brain right now, baby. Oh, oh, poor baby. Okay, enough now, you two, for God's sake. So there you have it, Niamh. All you need to know about cock cages and the key to a perfect marriage. Okay, so we'll have a chat tomorrow and don't forget to let me know what you decide. And baby, let's be a good host and see our guest out. It's fine. Do it cuffed and hard. Niamh can open the door. She's good with her hands, you know. Wow. Baby, that was unexpected. But a lot of fun, right? What? Come. No, why? A reward for doing what you were told. Baby, why would you think you'd get a reward for doing the right thing? Orgasms are for being exceptional, not doing what's expected. Now, be a good boy. Clear up here. And get your sexy arse upstairs. I need you to eat me till I come. Twice. Good boy.